like the flower pushes through the rocks and towers over everything that walks through the wind and the snow and the winter as it watches the seasons come around again. Like the ember just before the fire, it won't surrender to the rain that comes at night and forever. Oh, it feels like that's where I've been. Here I am, standing on my own again. Hold on, stay strong, no matter how hard it seems. Oh, I may be on my knees. Here I am. Here I am. Impatience, quiet like a mountain, I'm waiting, waiting for the moment like an earthquake. Waking up, finally take a turn. Here I am, standing on my own again. Hold on, stay strong, no matter how hard it seems. Oh, I'm rising to my
That's Ottawa-based singer-songwriter Kay Shelby with Here I Am from her debut album, Music and Motorcycles, a recording that was a lifelong dream to make and one that Kay describes as a blend of southern rock-infused Canadiana country that will reach inside and touch your soul. To learn more about the music of Kay Shelby, we're pleased to welcome her to Folk Roots Radio. It's great to have you join us today.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here. I was thrilled to have the opportunity to chat with you about this album.
You must be pretty excited to have this album out there. And, you know, one of the funny things is, I think this is the third or fourth interview I've done recently with someone that said, you know, it's my debut album. I've waited my lifetime to be able to put this out, and I'm so excited. And it sounds like you're very much in that category as well.
Absolutely. I've been singing all of my life, but I kind of put all of the professional side of the singing world on hold and, you know, I had my policing profession for 20 years and I still do a little bit of work in the policing world, but I always tried to sneak the singing piece in with the work that I was doing. I remember working at the Ontario Police College for a couple of years and, you know, we would run the exams midway through the course and then at the end of the course and, you know, we were proctoring an exam and I went up to the microphone before any of the students came in and I started singing a song into the microphone because you can imagine this huge drill hall of 390 people writing an exam. And when they stepped out between exams, they write their provincials and they write their criminal offense exams. They stepped out and one of the proctors, the head proctor said, oh, it's, you know, the tension is pretty thick in the room. You know, do you think you could sing that song for the recruits when they come back in? So you know, I sang this, commercial song, Can You Imagine How Much I Love You? So I would take every opportunity that I could to sing, because I love to sing. It's what I always call it, my first love and my first passion. And it truly was. As a young child, I would, you know, lend my ear up to the hi-fi stereo. And I've said before, every song in my house was at least a duet because I was singing to it. So I think intrinsically and instinctively, and, you know, lucky to have this God-given talent to have this instrument that is my voice.
So you grew up in Sudbury. I think you're now Ottawa-based, and I think moving to Perth very shortly.
So Sudbury, mining town. So, you know, mom and dad, I grew up in that traditional family home. Father was a miner. And that was one of the things that steered me out of, you know, seeing music as a career for myself, because in that environment and, you know, the idea of our culturally conditioned selves in that environment, it was, you went out and you got the job with the pension. So I thought, well, if I'm going to do that and forego singing, I'm certainly going to do something that I really want to do. And that was policing. So yeah, Sudbury was my hometown, but I made it to Ottawa because the route that I took to policing, I was with the military police for 3 years, and then I worked with North Bay City Police, and then wound up back in Ottawa with Ottawa City Police, and spent the majority of my policing career in Ottawa. So I've been here for over 30 years. My primary instrument is my voice. I do play guitar. I'm a little bit more nervous with the guitar, but I'm fortunate to have some amazing musicians around me and that surround me. So it's a nice little mix where I lend a little bit of my guitar prowess, but I'm as I said, so many great musicians on this album, so many great musicians that I've gotten to play live with. So I'm very grateful and very appreciative of the talent that they come onto the stage with.
So before you decided that you wanted to develop a career as a solo artist, were you singing with other people, you know, when you had a chance?
Yeah, I was part of a vocal duo group. We were called Dana Kay. We did a couple of tours. We did a U.S. tour, small mini tour, did a few, you know, coffee house type of shows. And then we did a 3-week Canadian tour. We went all the way from started in on the Quebec side with a house concert, and then all the way to Vancouver, and did, I think, 7 or 8 shows. And she's gone on to do a couple of solo albums herself. And this is my first solo album.
It's exciting. I'm so pleased for you because, you know, when you have that dream, you know, this is really what I want to do. It takes time, doesn't it? The career is important because, you know, that, you know, you need that to put bread on the table what have you. And then down the road, it's like, okay, eventually. And it sounds like after 20 years of policing, I know you run your own consultancy business now, but you're like, okay, this is my time. And that's really what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I have, a lovely friend by the name of Louise LeBrun. And she said to me once, you know, your life is your time. Are you having the time of your life? I took heed in that, and it's always stuck with me several years ago that she said that. I had the career, and I still have the good fortune of working in this world of policing. I do defensive tactics training. I do work with Ottawa Police Service, continue to work with them in a casual capacity, doing background investigations for recruits. And the reality of it for me is that allows me to do the music. There's a lot of time and effort and a lot of, you know, money required to record an album. And I wanted this to be the best end product that it could be. I wanted to work with the best people that I could. I definitely wanted to keep it as local as I could, which I did. I think it's all working out in the end, in that I do have a pretty fine product, if I can say so myself. And I really do enjoy the album. I enjoy listening to the music, and I love it when people, you know, respond to the music and tell me that it's making a difference for them.
You know, I just want to say all power to you. That's just a wonderful thing. And again, this is a lot of the reason I love to do interviews with people, because I love to feel that enthusiasm that really comes through. But let's talk about the music. We started out with Here I Am, which to me is like the perfect lead off, isn't it? It's like, I'm here. This is what I do. So tell us about this song.
Absolutely. Here I Am. And if I can give a little caveat, the majority of the songs were written on my bicycle, though I drive a motorcycle as well. And Here I Am, you know, again, I'm riding the bicycle and I'm the lyrics are coming into my head, and I have to stop, and then I have to record them into my phone. But I took Here I Am and two other songs to this wonderful singer-songwriter, North Easton, and we reviewed those songs, including Here I Am. And one of the first things he said to me, he said, you know, Kay, you have to be mindful of not putting yourself into the state of poetic protection when you're writing a song. So when I'm looking at the lyrics, I see a lot of poetic protection, and we need to revisit the song and write it without that poetic protection. And we have the end result. And for me, it really is, as you say, Jan, taking my place in this musical world, the world of music, and saying, yes, here I am. My primary instrument is my voice. I love to sing. I love to play. I love to be on stage. And I mostly love to share music that will move people. And I believe even at the end of writing Here I Am with North, I think we both knew we had quite the song on the go, because, you know, it lit us up. Writing this album was really significant for me in terms of the healing process. And I think most albums, you know, most songs will come out of some kind of healing. And that's what Here I Am was about. It was about saying, you know, this is what I've wanted to do all of my life. And you really have to be mindful of, you know, following your own path. The world is going to have its opinion. The world is going to have its perspective. The people in your life are going to have their opinions and perspectives. But you really have to take your place. You have to know your truth, and you have to trust that and follow that truth. And Here I Am is about that.
So it's a wonderful song. And I have to say, you're really taking, you know, you've got this opportunity and you're definitely taking it. And that really comes through loud and clear. Let's go back to the album. And I want to play a song that I think is a very important song for you. It's a fabulous song. I love the structure of this song. I think it's just A1 class. I mean, it just is. It's called Through the Reckless. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Yeah, Through the Reckless. Anders Dreyrup put the music to this song, and he was also the producer on the album. He's just a brilliant entity. I can't say enough about him. Through the Reckless is a really important song to me. You know, I've often talked about that song in the sense that, you know, you write a song and you think it's about one thing, and you know, in this particular case, about a relationship, and, you know, really putting everything that you have and all that you are into a relationship, and discovering that, you know, it's just not something that's going to work out. And that's the, you know, that's the opening line, right? I want to do more, so I kept being less. And you have to, you know, if I go back to the song Here I Am, you know, you have to know your truth, you have to trust that, and you have to follow your path. And so Through the Reckless is kind of the antithesis of that, in terms of, you know, I've done and given everything that I could, and this is just, you know, not being what I need it to be in my life. And then when I looked at that song and I started to look at, you know, my entire life, going all the way back, even to my childhood, and I've referred to this before, I can see the relationship that I had with my father, and I continue to love that man to this day, because that's what we're wired for. You know, I could take this song and put it in the experience that I had of my father. And, you know, he came from an upbringing that was difficult and tumultuous, and so he was the father that he was. It was this relationship where, you know, you gave and you gave and you gave, and when daddy decided to you know, go off for a few weeks and not associate with the family, it was like, what's going on? Like, why is that happening? So it really is a testament to, you know, what your life has been, how you've lived your life, what you've created for yourself, always, always, always in the interest of learning, evolving, and expanding. And that's what Through the Reckless is. It's about making that realization and knowing that you have to make some kind of change, as difficult as it is, to be able to, you know, stand on your own and take your place in the world.
It's a great song, and that's a great introduction. This is Kay Shelby with Through the Reckless from her debut album, Music and Motorcycles. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
So I kept being less, and it hurt so bad. all of my bread. Desperate hours at your beck and call. Love's blind to the handwriting on the wall. And through the reckless, you had me with no hesitation. You led me down the road to careless temptation. You should have known how much I loved you. You should have known how much I cared. Yeah. You should have known how much I craved you. You should have known how much I dared. Of a crazy sacred love. I promised to stay. I promised a vow. But it weighed me down and it broke the bow. Through the reckless, you had me with no hesitation. Let me down the road to careless temptation. Should have known how much I loved you. You should have known how much I cared. Yeah. You should have known how much I craved you. You should have known how much I did. Yeah.
That's Kay Shelby with Through the Reckless from her new album. It's entitled Music and Motorcycles. It's a debut album. And if you're enjoying this interview, you realize that this is a performer with lots of energy and lots of passion for her music. She is a special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. Let's talk about the making of the album. You mentioned that you recorded the album with Anders Dreyrup in Ottawa. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
Anders actually produced the vocal duo album, and I really loved the way he worked with us on that. And the other really special thing about Anders, as I shared with you earlier, Jen, you know, I loved music. I knew that that was my life's path, but I did not have any formal training in music. And one of the things that I really loved about Anders was I couldn't necessarily speak the exact language. But when I needed something to sound a particular way, or I wanted something in there that I that, again, I didn't have the language for. Sometimes I would hum things. Sometimes I would whistle things. He gave me the space to do that. He created a very safe space for me because I was coming in as a mature adult making my first album. So he did a wonderful job with production. And then we had, my label is Willow Sound, which a wonderful woman by the name of Tara Shannon Renault, singer-songwriter in her own right. She has this record label for independent artists. And I just love the way she works that out for independent artists in terms of us owning our own music. I had Steve Foley, who engineered the album. He's with Audio Valley Records here in Ottawa. I had Jay Fee from Conduction Mastering. He did the mastering. And even to the Digipacks, I had Standard Media do the Digipack. So we did a limited amount of hard copy CDs. So I was really mindful of wanting to keep it local, even in terms of the, you know, some of the players. I had Ross Murray on percussion. Jeff Rogers played awesome sax on Through the Reckless. I just love that. I've got all kinds of, you know, in my own head when I sing the sax now. I just love the way he's done that. Kelly Prescott, she lent her voice to a couple of songs on the album, which I'm thrilled about. So I was quite fortunate with having so many professional people on and working with this album to make it the best that it could be.
So you have 6 original tracks on the album, plus a couple of interesting covers. Really nice job of Brad Paisley's When I Get Where I'm Going. And then also Melissa Etheridge's Late September Dogs. Were these songs that you were used to performing and decided that maybe popping them on the album might be a good thing just to show the breadth of your ability to, you know, to interpret other people's work?
Late September Dogs, I'll speak to that one first. I love that song. It was always my favorite of Melissa Etheridge's, but it was always a longer song, so it didn't necessarily make it to commercial radio. So I've been singing that song for as long as it's been out there. And I'll tell you, Jan, we did that song in the album in one take. And Anders and I looked at each other and he said, "We're not doing that again." And I said, "You are absolutely right." The song, When I Get Where I'm Going, that's a really personal song for me. And it was not meant to be on the album. Personal story, my brother passed away suddenly. I was heading to Toronto to do work, and I got the news when I got to Toronto. So I turned my car around, came back home, got home at midnight, went and shared the news with my father the next day that my brother had passed away. Now, when I was on my way, I lived about 45 minutes from my father. And when I was on my way, I was listening to Y101 radio. I listened to it since I've lived here in Ottawa and all the different call signs that it's had. And this song, When I Get Where I'm Going, came on. And the opening two lines, I thought, I'm certain this is Todd, and he's just trying to tell me that everything is okay. And the thing about that song was I had never heard it on Y101, and I have not heard that song again. Now, when I heard it on that day, I thought, I have to find out if this is a new song. And the song had actually been out for at least 7 years. So I recorded it after the fact for my brother, my one remaining brother, and my 2 sisters. When Tara from Willow Sound Records got a hold of all of the tracks, because she was, you know, we had our listening party, she sent me a note and she said, "Oh, I love When I Get Where I'm Going." I said, "Well, I'm glad you like it, but it's not for the album." She says, "Oh, yes, it is. That one's going on the album." So I'm thrilled with that. I get to pay homage to my beautiful brother every time I go on stage, and it's just keeping his memory alive. So I'm thrilled that it's on the album.
It's great that you picked such perfect covers. And, you know, one of the things from our point of view in radio is it's nice to see how people interpret other people's work. It's really a good thing for people to have a cover or two on an album, because it shows the breadth of the ability of the performer, you know, when they're stretching to, again, to interpret other people's work. I want to go back to the album and then play another track, Waiting for When. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Waiting for When is, the title really speaks for itself. It really is about, you know, that, again, you know, your life is your time. Are you having the time of your life? And I'm not a procrastinator, but it's always, you know, perfectionism, wanting it to be the best, I realize, you know, that at 55 years young, there is really no time like the present. And I really wanted that to be a celebratory song. I wanted, you know, people to be able to literally get up and dance in their seats or dance in the streets and celebrating life for everything that it had to offer, and not to wait for life to bring you good things. It really is about seeking those good things, making them happen, keeping kindness, peace, gentle goodness in your life and spreading that around.
Let's listen to that just now. This is Kay Shelby with Waiting for When from her wonderful new album, Music and Motorcycles. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Would follow, and so I stood real still. I did my best to swallow everything I could. I used to think that what I needed was someone to believe in me. Started looking for someone else to see, and I couldn't see what I couldn't see over and over again.
No more waiting for.
And every minute that I had, it didn't matter. Oh, but it mattered. Cause happy ever after is all about the moment you're in.
No more waiting for.
Set your mind, forget all the worries and leave them behind. Take a breath and hold it in, and stand up and start living again.
Open up and let the dancing, dancing. Open up and let the dancing, dancing. Open up and let the dancing,
That's Kay Shelby with Waiting for When from her new album, Music and Motorcycles. It's a debut album. Kay Shelby is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today, having a wonderful conversation. She's in the Ottawa area. We're based in Leamington, Ontario. We've chatted about your life and music. We've chatted about the album. Let's talk about the live performance because, you know, what's come through in this interview is that, you know, this is your time. This is what you've always wanted to do. You wanted to be able to put out your own music. You mentioned before that you'd been part of a duo. You played with other people, but now it's Kay Shelby time. So tell us a little bit about the live show. What can people expect when they come to a Kay Shelby show?
I've played a few shows now, and we have a CD release, Ottawa-based CD release coming up at the end of November. We're just finalizing a few of the details. And for me, I like to have, in the larger shows, I do like to have a full band, and I do like to have the instrumentation that does I'll say, represent the album fairly closely, if I could say it that way. I think it's really important to have musicians that love the music. So when I am seeking out my musicians, I will, you know, I've gone through the process of, you know, having the charts, having the lyrics, and ensuring that they love that music that they're going to be playing on stage. So I played a couple of shows in Sudbury. I played with Guy Kutsu, and he's put together a band called the Colorado Experiment for me on two occasions now. You know, I like to have people enjoying the music as much as I am, as though they were in the studio making it with me. So I'm really looking forward to the November CD release here in Ottawa. As I said, we're just finalizing some details with the venue, but looking to get put together a great band for that show and, you know, have people celebrate. It really, as much as it's a healing album, Jan, it's also very much a celebratory album. It's the thing that, you know, it's the only way out is through, and it's what's gotten me through.
So what happens now? You've got the debut album out. Obviously, you'll be spending time promoting it over the next year or so, but where do you see the future?
Yeah, that's a really good question, and I'm chomping at the bit with some new songs that I'm writing right now. And interestingly enough, I was talking with Tara a few weeks ago. She's also my mentor through this wonderful entity that she has called the Syndicate, that assists indie artists and advocates for us. And I was saying to her, I said, you know, like I'm getting antsy. I've got all of these other songs, and she says, okay, she says, your timelines are exactly what they need to be. Keep moving forward with this album. You're right where you need to be. So I do have a lot of new songs in the hopper, and I'm looking forward to writing again with some of the folks that I've already written with, and looking at writing possibly with some other people. I have a relationship with these two wonderful people, Stevie and Ann Connor from Boreal PR. They are connecting with so many great, wonderful people that I can write with, people that I can play with, you know, getting the songs to radio. So for me, it really is about having that balance that will allow me to be, I'll say, full-time musician with some work on the side. And what it has been is I've been full-time work to support the music so that I can do the music. And I'm recognizing that, you know, it can't be full-time work. You have to be able to create that nice, healthy balance. So that's what I'm stepping into right now. And it's a little bit of a transition for me, I have to say, because I'm so used to working, you know, to be able to do that next thing with the album. But the live shows are really, really important to me now. I'm just chomping at the bit to get back on the stage in a fuller capacity.
If people want to learn more about your music and follow you, what's the best ways to do that?
Yeah, so I'm on all of the social media that you can be on and understand none of it. So I will, but I can tell you that I'm on Twitter, and my handle there is @SingsK. And important to remember, K is spelled K-A-E. I'm also on Facebook, K Shelby Sings. Instagram, I have the same handle, K Shelby Sings. And I also have a website that Boreal PR, specifically Stevie Connor, has built for me. It's just a beautiful site, and that's at kshelby.ca.
You've got it all down.
Apparently.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm very impressed. I have to say, it's always fun when you talk to somebody. It's like, oh, let me just tell you about all of the things that are happening. And it sounds great, and I'm so pleased for you to be in this situation with your music. We have time for one more song. We thought we would go out on a high with My High, My Way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I'm realizing that, you know, probably you should be getting keynotes to do, you know, as well as performances, because the passion that comes through can be harnessed in other ways that aren't musical. And, you know, maybe people can get you to come to a policing conference where you can speak and then you can play.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love that idea. And, I still have my heart is right out there for policing, anything in emergency services. In fact, I'd really love to mention, if I could, when we're doing the CD release in any of the future shows, the CD sales at any of the shows, all of the funds raised through CD sales will be going to this wonderful entity called True Patriot Love. And that is an entity, Canadian entity, that provides services and support for military veterans, you know, which I am, and emergency services. So I'm really thrilled to be able to support them in that way.
That's great. So tell us about My High, My Way.
in writing the songs, and you're always, you know, you don't want to use the same lines, you don't want to use the same lyrics, but in Here I Am and in My High, My Way, they both have the make the reference of getting up off my knees. And My High, My Way is about getting back to who I've always known I am, despite all of the trials and tribulations and the, you know, the things that we go through. You must always remember your own self and what you're here for and what you're here to bring to the world. So motorcycles was my first vehicle that I ever drove. I remember sitting on the edge of my mom's bed at 10 o'clock at night, and I said, Mom, I'm taking a motorcycle driving course this weekend. And she looked at me, her eyes opened up wide, and she says, well, you have to be safe. And so motorcycle was the first vehicle that I owned, that I drove. And it is who I am. I love the idea of the, you know, the wind blowing through my hair and just having that. It's, I always call it the freedom ride. And I think we should all have a sense of feeling and being free to be ourselves, be who we are, and make our own imprint on the world the way we want to, and keeping in mind that kindness, peace, and gentleness and caring and all that good stuff has to be part of it.
That's a perfect way to finish. Kay Shelby, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you today. This is Kay Shelby with My High, My Way from her wonderful new album, Music and Motorcycles. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. And all power to you, Kay Shelby.
Thank you so very kindly. I'm so grateful for this opportunity to speak with you.
Since I hit the wall, now I'm up off my knees and I'm riding tall. And I'm singing my way to the loud and clear, shedding dead skin, making music no fear. Engines revving and I'm shifting gears. I got two wheels down on the winding road. Leave my burden for the sake of my soul. Let the my heart confides, riding free and easy, my soul abides. Well, the haul's been long and I'm testified. Wind in my hair and the sweet, sweet ride. Wind in my